Blog Talk Radio.
Please stand by a moment to receive our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
And God bless all of you this morning. This is Bernard Jansen, and we just welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's wonderful to be alive, and I thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. This is the first day of our First Fruits Convention. Oh, my God. We'll have a time tonight. Amen. 7 p.m. And we're going to be just shouting and rejoicing and thanking God. It's just going to be great. We're going to go to God in prayer, and then we're going to speak to each other, speak to our Lord, Savior. Then we're going to praise him. He inhabits the praises of his people. So we're getting ready. Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Judy Hagan, and for all of you this morning. I wonder, is Ambassador Latanya Williams, Ambassador elect Latanya Williams, are you there? If you are, acknowledge it, if you would. All right. God bless you. Let's move into our prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, oh, praise you and honor you and give you all the glory and adoration for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing right now, and for everything that you're going to do. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. We ask you for forgiveness for any sin and for every sin of omission and commission. God, we want to do your perfect will. Help us in the name of Jesus. Look on this prayer line. God, you blessed it and you multiplied it. We want to thank you so very much. God, let this only be a foretaste of your glory divine. Take us up from here, we pray, that we might be able to accomplish the assignments that you've given unto us worldwide. And we might get prayer all over our nation is very quickly sinking. So many horrible things are happening everywhere. And a nation that does not pray together will not stay together. Don't help us to get people all around the world to praying and to thanking you in the name of Jesus. What a task. And we need your divine help in the name of Jesus. Bless us this week in this prayer and praise convention. We come to pray together and we come to praise you together. What a mighty, mighty, wonderful thing. As people join hands to pray together, despite church affiliation, church background, church denomination, and despite those who are not church, from all backgrounds of walk of life, God, we come to pray together. And thank you to those who come from every economic style and strategy. God bless them in the name of Jesus. We appreciate every person who has taken time for you. Oh, God, we're hanging with people who believe in prayer, who believe in praise. Oh, God, we've seen that what's a life hang together. People who are from different other persuasions hang together. Gamblers hang together. Pimp seem to hang together? Why can't the people of God hang together? Lord, help us to join hands together and to pray together. And Lord, bless us tonight and every night in Jesus' name, every day. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Look on those who are less fortunate. I want to always try to pray for them, Lord. They come becomes depleted and depleted and they come down and out. You're the one who can give them hope. You're the one who can give them joy and peace in the midst of their storms. That's the Lord. That's those who are in poor situation. In the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. We bless you. Your holy name, and we thank you for what you've done and for who you are. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Bless. Bless the Lord out. Bless the coming. Bless those who are on their way to be in Kansas to you. Bless those who are already here. Oh God, just bless. In Jesus' name. And we love you and we thank you. We give you the praise and all the adoration. Shall be thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank God for all of you who are on the line this morning. Oh, God. I want y'all to wake up. Amen. Wake up in every area code. Wake up. Amen. Let's praise Him. Wake up in 913. Wake up in 225. Wake up in 912. All of you, everywhere. Let's wake up. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bless you. And let's not fail to do what this line is unusually prone to do. That is to speak to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Jesus.
Good morning.
Morning, Lord.
Good morning, Father.
We invite him into our room. Invite him in your room.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning.
We invite you in with praise and worship. I want all of you from every area code, every area code.
Thank you.
Don't let your area be left out. You're a representative of your area. Don't let your area be left out. Let's give him some praise and worship.
Amen.
Yes. All right, come on, Sister Irvine Coleman, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I want you to give a praise report and then open up the line for others. Let's get about seven praise reports this morning, if we can. All right, the line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, saints. I thank God for all his miracles he has stored upon me. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I also, like you said, thank God for breathing breath into my little old body. I thank God for all the miracles he's bestowed upon me. And I, like Pastor said, you don't know until you know when you can't breathe, when you had a lung collapse, when you had asthma and gasping for that breath. I just thank God he's still breathing in me. I thank God because he's still using me for his glory. I ask that the prayer line is now open for praise report. Tell the goodness of the Lord on today. Do we have any praise reports?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Elect Mother Big D from area code 708, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to the leaders of the praise service. I thank and praise the Lord for his goodness to me. The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. I thank him for somewhere to live, food to eat.
Yes.
I thank him for my family. I thank him for how he just keeps doing great things. I thank him for how he blessed my son to be doing better and to be able to not have those so many breathing problems. I thank God for that. The Lord is good. I thank him for how he opens doors. I thank God when I look and see how the people are suffering in Haiti, I have a mind to pray for them and to do what I can. I thank and praise the Lord for that. Our pastor is from Haiti, and he has been going down there he was going before the earthquake, but after that, this year he wasn't able to go because of his health issues. But we still have them in our heart, and people all over the world that are less fortunate. I thank and praise God for blessing us to be, for things to be as well as they are. God has healed my body so many times, made so many ways, and opened so many doors. And I just thank him for it today. I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for how God just keeps this prayer line going, and it's just a blessing to me. Sister Ernestine Riley and Sister Lily Garnett gave me the number to this prayer line over 4 years ago, and I thank the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you.
Amen. I want to ask you a question, Mother. Are they still in tents down there in Haiti?
Pardon me?
Are they still in tents down there in Haiti? I want to know.
Well, I don't know because it looks like so many ministries that I see, like Jansen Franklin, he's supposed to have built some little houses and built so many different people try to help them. And look like they can't really get out from under it. I'm so concerned. I'm still very concerned, but I don't really know. But I see things. I like Love a Child on the Christian station, and they're just trying to help them. And they walk so far to get to the doctor, and they walk so far to get any kind of help, you know, in certain areas.
Yes.
I really don't know.
I went there some years ago, and I was, my God, I was so shocked. They were still really intense. And my God, I do want to have prayer this morning. When we get to my prayer time, I want to have prayer for the people in Haiti. And maybe that's a start of having prayer for the less fortunate countries in the world. Amen. But I do know that those persons in Haiti, my God, many of them are still in tents, as I know. Can you imagine living in a tent?
Yeah.
No solid walls around you. It's a travesty. So we want to pray for the people of Haiti today. I mean, we never prayed for them on this ride, but we know that God is a miracle worker. And when I say never pray for them, I mean, we never focus in on them. Amen. Pray for them. We may have mentioned them, but oh my God. God is a miracle worker. And we got some believers and miracles on this line. So, who knows? God can turn around.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. You know, they're big, but they're not bigger than God is. And they will forget when the Lord, well, actually, I was going through something in Texas, and look at Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, like the Freddie Mae and Fannie Mac, whichever one. Big household industry banks, and they were misusing the people. All glory be to God. I had nothing to do with this, but a simple prayer, actually. But they were misusing people. Thought they were so big that they could do anything they wanted to do. And I went to God and misused me and so many thousands of others. And I went to God and I said, God, I said, there is some companies that are so, banks that are so arrogant. They think that they're bigger than you are, and they cannot be touched because of their powerful money. I prayed this prayer. I said, God, they're not doing people right. They're taking advantage of them financially, and it's not right. And all I know is that you are bigger than anybody in the world. And I'm asking you to fix that thing. Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae. So big conglomerate, so huge, I mean the Lord. But after the Lord, not anything like that, but after the Lord laid it on my heart to pray for him and to tell God all about it, I saw it on the news. It was everywhere. Many news. It was everywhere. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae declared bankruptcy and went under. And let me tell you something. So many people are big, but they're not bigger than God is.
That's right.
Your utility company is big, and it doesn't, they seem like ain't nothing touch them. But I want to tell you something. They're not as big as God is. They're not bigger than God is able to fix any situation if you just put it in his hand and believe him. Faith can move mountains. And let it be cast into the midst of the sea, and not or not, it shall be done unto you. So we pray for that. God, I'm believing in God. Go ahead, just call me, get me about 3 or 4 more. Praise reports.
Lord. Lord, again, thanks. Do we have any more praise reports? I know God has been good to you.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Hodges in Kansas City. And I just want to thank the Lord for another day that he has allowed me to thank God for his grace and mercy, for his travel mercy. I'm so excited. I thank God for our convention that starts today. And I'm so excited about seeing all of you all and being a part of this great convention right on through to the very end. Thank God for his chief and how Lord, he's just given him strength and the fast that we're on. And I'm just so happy, so excited about what the Lord is doing in not only my life, but all of our lives for the many, many miracles that he's performing. God bless all of you and keep me in your prayers.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the report. Do we have any more?
Oh, yeah, this is Sister Jerry. I just want to say, the other day, my granddaughter called and she was stuck on the highway overnight with her kids in the car, and two truckers tried to help her, and one put the quart of oil in the car, and the motor was messed up. She got her to a service station, and it was abandoned, so she had called, and I said, well, I'm going to call some prayer warriors. We're going to see what we can do. Somebody came by. She flagged a lady down. She said, well, I'm on my way to church. I'll just stop to have to check you out. Some men came back with the lady. They started off. They said, well, we can't do nothing. The car is messed up. Get in my car, take you to our house, and let you all feed the kids and all. So they did that. And I had called Pastor Pfeiffer. I told her what was happening. I was upset. She got on the line. She said, well, we're going to pray for this one. And Lord and behold, things turned out well. And when I called her back, I was in tears to tell her what had happened, and the girl had got help, and she was in the hotel and wasn't on the side of the road overnight to be a second night because it was getting dark. And the Lord worked that thing out, and she called Walmart, and they told they call in because they messed up, and she is home now with her kids. I tell you, God answers prayer, and it don't take no 3 or 4 days to ask for the same thing over and over.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
I thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Do we have any more prayer reports? Thank you.
Good morning.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas. Area code 325. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
I just want to thank everybody for continue to pray for my family, and it's so nice to hear everybody on the prayer line this morning. I hope the convention goes well. I wish I could be there, maybe next year. I just want to thank everybody for yesterday. God's got my back. He can get me through all my thorns. And I just want to thank everybody, and I love y'all all. Y'all all have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you. God always has our back. I thank God for that. Do we have any more prayer reports?
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to our national ambassador, to all the ambassadors on the prayer line. It's a privilege this morning to come on this prayer line, thanking God for all that he has done. I want you to know this is Dr. Lacey and Waukegan. I'm not able to attend the convention this year. I'm on my way to surgery this morning. Oh, I praise the Lord, because I remember over 3 years or 2 years ago, when I was in a coma lying in the hospital, and this prayer line, I tell you, really, First Fruits really prayed for me. I thank God for our national ambassador and his beautiful wife, Dr. Betty Johnson, this morning, and formerly our friend, Mother Johnson. God bless me through it all. I've been through a lot, but God has been good to me. And somebody asked me yesterday, why are you praising him to go to surgery? I said, because I know that God is going to do what has to be done. I'm headed to surgery this morning, Dr. Johnson, and I must get ready and move forward. Asking that you all will continue to pray that I'm happy today. I'm not on dialysis. I'm not in no coma. I know where I am. I don't have no gallbladder problems. I don't have no pain. I'm just on my way. I want to thank this whole prayer line, all of the national ambassadors, oh God, Evangelist Stiff, Dr. Pfeiffer, oh, Dr. Stern and her beautiful husband, and all of you. I've been listening to you all the year. For years I've been on this prayer line, and I thank God this morning for each of you, each of you. And I thank God this morning that Bishop Bonner is doing pretty well. He called me on the day before yesterday. They've been keeping him from talking and going on. But National Ambassador Johnson, I know you've been praying for Bishop. Bishop is doing good. He was at prayer yesterday at 12 o'clock, and he comes every day. They said, although he was in hospice, but God has just been so good. And I praise God this morning for my leader. God bless you, and I hope you have the biggest convention in the world. If I was able, I would be right there. Pray for me as I pray for the convention and for you all to have it. Y'all shout it out. Shout it out. Hallelujah. God bless you this morning.
Hallelujah. Dr. Lacey.
God bless you.
Ambassador. Hold on. Let's In just a moment here, I want to pray for Dr. Lacey before she goes. Amen. Are you still there, Dr. Lacey?
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, you are the champion of all time. We worship except you. You are the only true living God. And I just call on you this morning. You say that we abide in you in our way, and your word abides in us. We can ask for what we will.
Yes.
And it should be done unto us. I'm asking for what I will this morning, that you would look up the Master Doctor.
Send me, oh God.
Arms
around.
In the name of Jesus, that you keep it in the arms of God, that you would protect it, and that you would heal her body. In the name of touch him. Yes, whatever is wrong, touch him and heal him, Lord. And bring her out with the miracle testimony of what you did. Oh, God, we love you. We thank you.
Thank you.
If it's our will, that the surgeon can operate on her.
And
excellent.
Make a way at marriage.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever your will is,
Thank you, God.
Yes. Bring it out. Lord, tremendous. We're a healer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless you. Bless you, Dr. Mary Lee. God bless you.
Could I say just two more words?
Yes, ma'am.
I want First Fruit to put all of the junk, all of the unpleasant things, all of the things that has happened on this prayer line behind you. The scripture said, I press forward to the mark of the higher calling.
Yes.
I tell you, I want to apologize for anything, any problem, or anything that I've done or said wrong this morning to anybody on this prayer line. We must get together and pray. We are headed for a serious situation here with the President of the United States. And we all need to jump. See, the devil don't want to bother them people already out there in that street. He's got to get after the ones that are praying. And you all put all of that, oh my God, just press forward and look to the ear. Look to the ear. Psalms 121. God bless you. You have a wonderful day. And I'll be listening on. I'll be sleeping whenever I get back. But I know God is going to do it. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Jesus.
Lift your head up, you and Sister Betty, and y'all run on to see what the end is going to be. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for that, Dr. Mary Lacey. If you've done anything to anybody else, are you on this morning? We still want you. In the name of Jesus. And God bless all of you on the planet. And kind of reminds me of what on the program, one of the things we put on the program are several prayers. We're going to have prayer about four or five prayers. My name is Friday night. I'm asking Dr. Ambassador Dr. Stern if she can pray for forgiveness. That's what we have on that. If some of you all are being muted, you have a lot of noise behind you. And we're just trying to remind you that if you would stop and please not do that noise. And if you hear your lion say, lion muted, it's because of that, because there's a lot of noise coming in from your home or from your lion or something like that. You're busy in the kitchen or you're busy other places, I'll say like that. But on Friday night, we're going to have a prayer for forgiveness. Amen. And then we're going to ask Ambassador Stern to pray that prayer. And we have a time of acknowledging you in the heart. God bless you. All right. I'll take one more, Sister Coleman. Amen. One more praise report.
Good morning, Mother Wilson. And I'm calling. I thank God this morning for life, and I thank Him for how He blessed us. On Monday night, I believe it was, we was talking to some people and telling them about being saved and coming out of what they were in. No one had ever come around and done anything in, I don't know, a long time. But on a Monday night, someone come by and broke the van, the window out. But they didn't bother us, and I thank God that it was just a van when that they went and broke out. And God has blessed my husband to get it fixed. And they came out yesterday morning and fixed it, and I thank God how He blessed that to be done. And I know it was nothing but the attack from the enemy, but I'm not giving Him no praise. I'm just knowing that God let us plant a seed that was worthwhile, and the enemy got mad. I just want y'all to be praying for us because we do mean Jesus all the way.
I just want to say I thank God for all His miracles that He's bestowed upon us. He's still working in our behalf, and it's back in your hands, Pastor.
Thank you. You did a wonderful job. Is there anybody? God bless you. Thank you so much. All right. If I'm staying here, I just want y'all to know something. Order in anything is really good. And the order of this line is that we have our prayer and our praise. This is amazing. This is the first worldwide prayer and praise. We focus in on praises and prayer. We look into our vision statement, into our mission statement. It's all about prayer and praise. Why? Those vision statements, mission statement, it keeps you on target. It keeps you focused the way you're on board. And what I'm trying to say here, what is on the line here? For years and years, we haven't varied from having our praise reports and our prayer requests. That's what you'll find on this line. And because that's our order, that's our format. And I'm going to show you, I preached that message to you some time ago, that repetition is of God. God is the God of repetition. And when you got something God's blessing, stay on it. Stay there. Don't be flighty. Go over here and go over there. Just stay on where the Lord has blessed you at, and the Lord will bless you more. I keep saying to you all, I don't really believe the reason why God has selected me to be in chief is not because I'm so great and I'm so righteous. I count my righteousness as a David said, amen. Although I try my best to do the best I can. But I'm trying to say that the reason why, God has put favor on my life is because of steadfastness. And you gotta stay there. If you're a prayer warrior, you gotta stay there. In my message last Sunday, God was saying, if I've called you and if I've chosen you, He said, remain in your calling and stay as a chosen one. He's not going to change on you. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, doing righteous and wonderful things. So apply that to your life. Don't be a flighty person doing this over here and then you switch doing that over there. You got a friend here and all of a sudden you switch. And you got something else over here. That is not God. Notice that God is always the same. Amen. Don't be a Christian where you're speaking today and tomorrow, next Sunday, you go to church and you got attitude, you're not speaking. That's not God. That's satanic. That's the enemy controlling your life. He doesn't want you to see it. He puts cataracts over your life, over your eyes, so you cannot see it. But it's the enemy. God's way is a God of steadfastness on righteousness. When he gives you something that is good, righteous, he stays there. Let that be a message, my message to you this morning. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. See that the whatever spirit you have is moving you left, right, forward, back, all around. Just you're not steadfast about nothing. That's Satan that has a hold of your life. I can prove it to you through the scripture. And it is not God. Look at Jesus. He came for one purpose. They couldn't move him off the purpose. He stayed there. They lied on him. They pitied him. They wounded him. They bruised him. They talked about him. They did everything to him, but he was steady on the purpose. He was on the purpose. What was the purpose? God sent him here to go to the cross and to die, to be the lamb for you and for me. Nobody could move him off the purpose. Nobody. I don't care what happened to him. He stayed on the purpose. He stayed on what God said he would do. And why he was chosen to be the lamb. He was chosen to accomplish the task because he was steadfast. He was unmovable. He was right on what God told him to do. When he had a word from God, he wasn't deceived by Satan. You know, he was on it for the Lord. Amen. He was always giving God the glory for what he had sent him to do. He was always, always pointing to the Father. Always pointing to the Father. Amen. And may God bless you. Let's pray this morning. Amen. Somebody who has a prayer request, I do want to have some prayer for Haiti this morning. Amen. And somebody was supposed to remind me of what day this is for our fast. Who it was, but I think it's our 42nd day, and I don't do this to display our arms, but you're the one who's fasting. We're the ones who are fasting. I do this to keep you on track, keep you on target. We're doing a countdown, and then to our 80th day. This is we're on an 80-day fast, 80-day. I didn't say 8, I said 80-day fast. And nobody can do that but God. It says simply in my book, I'm saying one of the things that you ought to just know that fasting symbolizes to God that he's more important than anything else in your life. See, when you do this for the Lord, it says that I'm giving you the first fruits. You're number one. I got my priority list. But I have taken everything and put it under you. You are up on top, the first one, and I'm giving priority to you on my list. And then that will get you a miracle from God. You could seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be unto you. You see, when you make him first, you align yourself to receive ultra awesome miracles. God is a jealous God. He's saying that I got my other life, I do this and that. Listen, God is a jealous God. You align yourself to miss a lot of miracles from the Lord. And he's a miracle worker, but you got to treat him like he's more important than anybody else, more important than anything. So that's what we're doing on this fast. We're feeding God, making him more important than food, making him more important than water, making him more important than anything, than our favorite television shows. God, you're more important. Instead of me looking at the favorite TV show, I'm going to be in prayer on my knees. You're more important than that. So one of the things I'm going to do on this fast is ask you all after a while to give up certain things for a normal fast. Amen. Not only your food, not only your water and the faith, but those things that some of y'all love candy. I ask you to give it up during the fast. Some of y'all love all kind of TV shows, your favorite show. That's really not the best thing for you. I want to ask you to give it up. during your fast. I'm going to ask you, some of y'all well, I could name several things, but I'm going to ask you to give up those personal things that can cause you to even imply to God that you like that more than you do God. Amen. Well, what do you mean? I don't like nothing as much as I do God. I don't love nothing as much as I do God. But you imply it because that thing that you love so much, you're not willing to put it aside when you're fast. It's too difficult for you. No, I can't do that. But there's certain things that will symbolize to God, excuse me, that He is more important than that. And when you get to that point, then you align yourself for miracles in your life. You will receive them because you've symbolized to Him. Lord, you're more important than that. You're more important than this. You're more important than anything. And I'll put you first. All right. God bless you. Let's have some prayer requests. I'll take them. Amen.
Father, my prayer request is that God save everywhere. I want to say I heard a statistic the other day that is 7 billion people in the world and only 2 billion born, confessing to be born again Christians. And like 5 billion are on their way to a devil's hell. Some of them don't know, but my request is that God save everywhere.
Wow. My God, that's a wonderful request, Mother. The Bible says, Jesus said, I would it all belong to you. And
Mrs. Peterson, I was just my head and my neck. You also prayed for my foot. I just think you should move the other day, pray for it. My neck is healing. And my foot.
Oh, and your foot. Okay.
I had surgery. I had
stitches
out yesterday. You had surgery? Okay. 3 weeks or so ago, I had surgery.
My leg was torn. And I had surgery. So I was just to get well. I got there, I was done. All right. I prayed for my
miraculous healing.
I had
the stitches removed yesterday.
Okay.
And
also
prayed for my neck and my head.
Okay, now, if I'm understanding, you're right, you
said
you had the stitches removed yesterday, right? Yes, sir. All right. Anyone else?
Yes, this is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee. I'm requesting prayer for my brother, Willie Chang, and also I'm praying for the trailer because for 2 days after when I be on there, my phone just stopped, and they said that it's all, they be on whatever, you know, where they come on, and I can't get on up, redial, and get back on. That knows that through prayer, God is able to fix everything and continue to pray for my brother, Willie James. He's in the nursing home, and my sister say he's not looking good and yet not acting quite right and lost a lot of weight. And don't forget to pray for me because the enemy, because we are witnessing to people, he tries to attack places around the house. And I know God is able, and He's able to take care. So just continue to pray for Him.
All right, Mother. Mother Wilson. The son of what I pray for you. Is there anyone else before we pray?
Yes, this is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. Asking you to pray for my granddaughter that the Lord would curse these headaches and that she'd be completely healed from these headaches. Her name is Kiara.
Mother, do you have any on my own?
Yes, sir.
I want you to do two things. I want you to take that oil and put it in her Abdullah Amen Gata.
She doesn't live with me, though.
Okay. And then you do it in the spirit now. There is a spirit there.